Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. I woke up today, looked at two things, the calendar, the date, looked at the forecast, and I said Bill is going to be the most depressed person on earth today, tomorrow, and Sunday as we have the longest days of the year. The
longest days and the hottest.
The hottest days of the summer. And
we're one day closer to fall, Steve.
This won't be a happy weekend for Bill
Frost
in terms of the weather.
Frost will come soon. An icy chill. As you try to cover your garden one last time to save it.
Bill is the only person looking forward to the frost right now.
Is it going to be
in
bad?
Mid-June.
How bad is it?
They said 102 possibly today. 102 tomorrow maybe as well. And maybe a 97 on Sunday. A little bit of a drop back in temp.
I didn't think yesterday was bad.
I didn't think it was horrific. It was a little rough.
Not too bad, though.
Will you survive, Bill? Will you be inside all weekend long is the question that I think people are going to want to know today.
Yeah. Are you? Hello.
I got distracted.
He's distracted. He can't multitask. Sorry. People are asking, are you going to be inside all weekend, Bill, or will you have to be outside?
No, I'll be outside a lot, actually.
It's even worse. Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I don't freak out. There's people freaking out, though. I'll give you that.
We don't get a lot of hundreds in Nebraska. You get some 90s and stuff, but you don't get a lot of hundreds. You just go back and it's like, okay, last year, what do you think there was last year? I'm going to say
I don't remember.
Six.
Okay.
Maybe I'd probably go lower than that, probably more in the four range. Yeah. It's 104. It's 102. You don't get many of those. They're looking at maybe like 3 days of in a row, even 100 in June.
I guess it would be more germane to our discussion if we worked outside, which none of us do.
No.
Now, if you worked outside, it's more of a fact.
There's a house being framed, three houses,
right.
And there were some guys that worked yesterday from 6 a.m. and then I could still hear hammering and nail guns going at dusk.
Will they be going today?
Yeah, they went all day yesterday, so I'm sure they're going to be like, well, it was 98 yesterday. Now it's 99, so we're going to shut it down.
We are in a heat, I think, a heat warning.
Excessive heat warning.
Which wasn't the case yesterday, so it's fair to ask if they will be out there the same amount. But it's going to be rough. It's going to be rough.
I have a dog that does not adjust to this at all.
See, Bull's fine. He's not that bad.
Zaps her energy also.
I think it zaps most
people. Has the cool
people.
Pad arrived yet or not?
No, and that's been an issue. Uh-oh. Don't get me started.
Not maybe by today, yesterday.
Yeah, don't get me started with that.
One way you know it's hot is when you see squirrels laying flat on their stomach in the shade.
Yes.
You saw that, huh?
Yeah, they do. They do it all the time. They lay flat just as a form of relief. I assume that's what they're doing because it's always in the shade. So, yeah, it's going to be – I'm going to be inside. I'll be inside. I'm shutting it down at 11 today.
Are you?
Yeah, you won't hear from me after 11. I'm done. Done.
Not even the group chat about
No, I'll be done. My phone's going off.
Okay. I respect
airplane motor off.
I respect that.
Yeah. It'll be on airplane mode starting at about 11.
I might test it at noon and see if you
test it.
I'm going to test it.
There's no shot of you getting a hold of me. I'm done. I got a show after this, and that's it.
You're shutting it down. I respect that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing on. Is there anything on tonight?
Two shows. We've never. I
just do one, yeah. One show.
You hold that over us.
I wouldn't know what the second show would be, Bill.
You do.
Me and Sean do a show.
And I'm on another radio station.
No. Me and Sean do a show. And we usually do it at 11:30, but because of Sean's got some schedule issue, that we're doing it right after this show. So
what if I send you some songs to listen to? You like sometimes some song advice.
I'll get it tonight.
Okay.
He drops this one on me quite a bit, too. I got to go. Another station's talking to me. I get that one.
Though.
I get that all the time. I'm like, I know. Okay.
Another radio interview.
I'm just on one station. I know. Sorry.
No.
I know.
You know what my deal is. It's been happening for 25 years. I mean, it's not like a new phenomenon.
I know. I don't have a job. I know.
No, it's not that. It has nothing to do with anything. I don't lose you. I don't drop calls just to drop them. It's, you know what it usually is. It's that or, you know, is what it is.
Were you out?
Busy as hell.
Weren't you outside for 6 hours at camps yesterday?
Well, not outside because a lot of it's in the Hawks.
Okay.
In the Hawks Championship Center.
Was this all, what was the age level of this? Was this a youth camp? Was this high school?
An idle chit-chat if you'd like.
We'd like to.
Yes.
But I'd like to call up something.
That's fine. You can get your intel.
I should have brought in my sheet that I was writing on. I was actually writing on a sheet.
You wrote notes during camp?
Yes.
That'd be nice. I can jump in on something else quick.
Go ahead, Bill.
We now, in the last 2 weeks, have purchased two items, I believe Facebook Marketplace, and they've been incredible. I mean,
did you pay ahead of time?
Really? So as I'm driving out there, I was laughing. I go, so what's our plan? He goes, oh, the guy's great. He's not going to be there. He said, just when you get out there, he says, even if it's not right, just don't, it's okay if you don't take it, whatever. It was better than what we hoped for. It was great. Loaded up, text immediately from Laura, sent the Venmo, everything transitioned, handled. And all I could think about was you guys just rifling money out over the internet.
I felt bad about that one. It's still a sore spot in the household, yeah. But at least it wasn't, you know, $1,000.
How much was it?
$150 maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a bad deal.
It still wasn't great. We felt bad about it.
What happened?
Some scammer. We got scammed. Something that was too good to be true. We should have realized it. Paid half up front for some outdoor furniture.
Did you ever get furniture?
We did, and we got a great deal on stuff. So it ended up working out. So the deck is now good to go. Yeah,
we're good to go. It was just a
situation. But you're saying Facebook Marketplace.
I'm saying we crushed it twice.
It's a really good place.
Yes, it was both very good.
Would you sell something on there?
Yeah, probably would. I could see that.
We have. It's gone well.
Yeah.
You have the mechanism to do it?
I do not do it. Elizabeth does all of it. I don't have any part.
We would have
to
have Elizabeth and then our oldest daughter, Sydney, come over to our house.
Yep.
Is it complex?
Not really, probably, but it is for me. You'd be surprised how complex just getting here in the morning is. There's a lot.
Gotta push the gas pedal again.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in my life.
Facebook Marketplace.
I don't have a skill set, and that's what set me back.
You do have a skill set.
Towards the tail end of my career.
You're a world-class talker. You're a world-class talker. And that's a good thing.
It is.
Yeah. But you have a show, so it's necessary that you talk a lot.
Early break.
You have a microphone in front of your face. Yes, yesterday was it was real-life stuff. It's real-life stuff at this postgraduate camp. There's 20 guys there. After about a half hour, they sent 13 home. So it's really, now I shouldn't joke about it because there are guys there hoping that something hits. But in this
they got cut after a half hour from camp?
About 40 minutes.
Thanks for being here. Yeah. You know, it's not going to work out for you, though.
Yeah, they're just told to leave.
It's real life.
And one of the guys was walking off and said to one of the assistant coaches, like, hey, what did I run? And he's like 5'1". He's a corner. And he's like, oh, okay. I mean, there's just nothing you can do. And then with the one, Bill, with the 105, these postgraduate camps, you better be Terrell Owens. I mean, if you think you're going to make the roster.
That's a question to do dive into is what will Nebraska's roster be?
I don't know. It'll be over 105. But,
yeah, they have the grandfather clause. Right. So it's interesting what they'll have for the.
So they, but then it got down to seven. So there's seven guys working out. There's only 20 there. I'm going to say 13. They sent 13 home. I didn't even know it till the Concordia coach. I was just happened to be standing by him and goes, yeah, they sent my guys home, or a lot of his guys. I think maybe all of his guys. So there were some guys that worked out late, but I don't think anybody's going to get a call. But like there's a UNK receiver. What was his name? Stephen Lewis. He had 17 catches at UNK for 208 yards. He actually looked pretty good to me. I'm sure a guy like Bill with a trained eye could look at it and go, no. But when I see him, I'm like, oh, okay, not bad. I mean, that's not bad. He's fast, big, 6'2", made catches, looked very quick, but I talked to him just briefly, and he said, hey, man, I'm just taking a shot. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think he was a senior. I think he is a senior at UNK because I'm just taking a shot. And that's what they're doing. A lot of these kids are. There's a kid I walked right past. Not a kid. I mean, he's a class of 2018, which would make him an eighth-year player. and then he could fly. He could fly. He's a kid from Omaha North. I don't know where he'd been playing. He made the cut to seven, but he wasn't one of the guys that
eighth year player.
He would have been an eighth year guy. Yeah. I don't know what he's been doing, but I watched him and he could run. I mean, he had to be like I don't know. He was fast. And they kept him. He made the seven, but I don't think he's not gonna get anything. But I don't like to make light of it because they're there for a reason.
You told us before the show you went to two camps and still got fitness in yesterday.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. We can't keep up
you
with
are.
Him, Bill.
I can't keep
up with him.
My legs are in really bad shape right now. Because you're standing at camp.
Because of the missing muscle from your thigh?
I wish you could feel my thigh.
No.
I mean, in a doctor sort of way. In a doctor sort of way.
Just stop with what you just said. Just think what you just said.
Right here.
I wish you could feel my thigh.
Is that too high?
He's still pointing to it. He still wants you to touch the thigh.
There's an indentation.
I don't want to feel the indentation.
No,
leave it at that.
If they even put me into a doctor role, no.
Hey, touch my thigh, Bill.
Dr. Love, would you like to
touch my thigh? I'm good.
That day at the park was amazing because I did something bad. To my leg.
That's just so you know that will not recover.
I don't think
it's not recovering. No.
One of these days I'll wear short pants and I will stand and show you and you'll be like, oh God, look at that. Because my left leg does not look like my right leg.
All because you're playing soccer in work boots. Right. You're playing soccer in work boots.
And I went for it. I went for it.
You know, Bill one time wanted you to touch the peak of the bicep. Otherwise it's been used. Bill,
just went like this.
Can you feel this real quick?
Because he does his band workout.
Please feel my thigh. Why?
7,000 reps.
I'm over 600 so far this morning.
Good job.
He's getting over 600 reps.
Good job.
Getting after it on a Friday.
Yeah.
Anything else? Idle chit chat, you guys, at all?
Nope.
One more thing to add.
Yeah,
to
go ahead.
So we get home and this table.
Okay, back to the marketplace.
The guy that sold it to us had it taken apart. So that the legs were off. So that helped. But it was... I think it's oak, and it is heavy, heavy. So we get home, and I'm like, me and Laura got it into the truck. And I'm like, man, down the stairs, this is going to be something like that. Who appears? LaRue. LaRue appears.
The neighbor. John LaRue.
LaRue appears, and he's talking to us, and he goes, need a little help with that, unloading that? So we're kind of dying. I go, any chance you might be able to help pitch in with that? It was incredible. I'm walking, so I'm going down backwards, and it's heavy. And LaRue's carrying, and he's talking, and he's carrying with just one hand.
He's a strong guy. He's very strong.
You're going backwards.
I'm going backwards, and I'm just like, it's taking everything I got for about 14 seconds of work, and LaRue is doing it with one hand.
That bothers me.
Oh yeah, I'm going. He even said to me, he goes, "You want me to go backwards?"
Oh no.
Oh yeah. Oh, he did.
No, he did not. Yeah.
Well, you're getting old.
How old is LaRue?
It's a solid question. Much younger. I'm gonna say LaRue's probably
what?
38.
See, that's
young 40s. But
yeah,
I know.
Huge difference. It's arguably we have aged out of movie.
Yes, we've aged out of movie. So anytime when I pick something up like that, I even give a count. All right, we're going on three. One, two, three. It's like, but I'm going backwards, and LaRue just whisking it downstairs.
How did you respond when he said, "Do you want me to go backwards?" Well, were you taking it back?
No, I was moving it back. I'm fine because the only thing was is where we're how we're. He asked me twice. I went in back. He goes, "Hey, do you want me to go down those stairs backwards?" And I was already kind of set up for it. Then I kind of had to take it on. I kind of had to step up. I got okay. And then a couple
he's
times
questioning
I,
me
I go,
now.
I go, go. If I go down, the weight of this is going to crush my chest. And
that's been awesome.
Oh, it's been awesome. I'm in the ER doing the show from the ER.
LaRue says, "I told you so."
Oh, God, so anyway. No, we've aged out of it.
Yeah.
Like, if Sydney's moving, is she going to ask you to help?
The last time we did, my wife tricked me into helping with some stuff, but it wasn't too major. Now, who do I call now when I need something moved? I called Jake, sorry, three times. Now, usually it's pretty small, and I'm saying we keep it usually within, one of them was in less than probably 4 minutes.
It was quick.
It was heavy, but quick. When we loaded the stuff up above, that was probably about a 12 to 14 minute job. So it's not like, hey, help me move, and I'll buy you some pizza and some beer, and I need you for 3 hours. No. I keep it to Jake within 7 minutes is my goal.
Now,
he did help. Sip helped me move. That was very kind.
And we did, but you had a bunch of people.
I did. You were not just by yourself. There was quite a
the
few.
Way that, the way, that's the only way there is to move is to say, listen, I'm going to try to get 25 quickly. People here. Can you guys help for 30 minutes? So if I ask 30 minutes.
If you show up and it's just you and somebody.
Yeah, else. You show up. Who's there? Well, just waiting on Todd to get
just,
here.
Just
and
you,
you're like
man.
Going, oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh,
he's
no.
not coming, is he? There is no Todd, is
Plus,
there?
Like,
I'm Todd.
I mean, these things that I've had have been so small is that, but when this, like, if you're actually moving something and you're adults, stop.
Right.
Just hire it done.
Especially 58-year-olds.
The pizza and beer is over.
Well, the dress remove bill, again, that was a very short distance we had to move it.
It was
heavy, but it was short distance.
I had the truck backed in all the way into the garage. So me and Jake had to move it maybe.
I think it took us 2 minutes total.
Yeah, 2 minute job.
How many feet?
15 to 20 feet.
That's it.
It was 20 feet max.
That's not too bad.
No.
Just up two steps. Yeah. That was it.
That was it. Up two steps.
Into the mud room, basically. Yeah.
I don't mind that, but I always have to ask Jake. Because Jake also helped me at the old house. What do you do over there,
The
Jake?
The locker. That was challenging.
Oh, me and Jake put the locker
that
in.
That was the most challenging of the three we've done so far.
And those are in the basement.
Because they didn't really have anything to grab onto. It's hard to grab the locker.
But Jake is wiry strong.
Thank you.
He's wiry strong. And his barnyard cat-like agility also. That's what helps.
Thank you, Jake.
Last thing, idle chit-chat. I had to make up a golf league round with AJ, you know, who gave me the Oilers hat, Sip's friend from high school.
My miniature hat, as Steve calls it.
You would know it was Andy or Andrew, AJ now, of course. And I sent Sip a picture because AJ usually drives a pickup with the Devil Dog license plate. That's what it's, but I couldn't find his pickup. He said, "Where's the pickup?" He's like, "Look what I drove in. 1990 Corvette AJ drove to Woodland Hills yesterday. Nice red, sleek Corvette." I said, "I've never seen this before." It's like, "I don't bring it out very often." Drove a Corvette to golf.
So his clubs already at Woodland Hills?
They had him in the back seat.
Really? There's no back seat in the Corvette. Had to be the front seat. There's no back seat in the Corvette.
Look at the picture. There's a back seat. We put him somewhere. His golf clubs were in his car in some capacity.
100%.
I didn't see him put them in, but
100% a Corvette does not have a back seat.
Zoom in on that picture. You got it?
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers.
Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Now this one like looks like it does.
Let's show that to Bill. It was 1990.
So you see an area where you can put your clubs in there?
Yeah, it kind of does, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a convertible course. It's a little different than what I was thinking, I guess. But
let me see here.
It's pretty nice.
It's beautiful.
I've never seen it before.
It's a beautiful Corvette, and there's Andy. Look at Andy.
Very proud.
I could see his dad driving this back in the day. 1990, no, it wouldn't have been, it would have been, had to be a little older, like 1980. And yeah, there's a spot there for his clubs.
Jake, you told us you don't like playing that kind of heat.
Well, we did it in the morning after the show. We did it quick because there's a golf tournament at noon, and they had a very minimal time, so let's go get this in an hour and a half done, and then back to work we went. So it was about 10 o'clock to 11:30, and I was back to work by noon.
Wow, quick round.
Quick. Had to get it out of the way and back to work.
I knew something was up because we got the rundown like it.
Three something.
Oh, was it?
I think it's at about 3:15 the rundown yesterday.
You always know if it shows up at 8 a.m. or way late, there was something. Jake had something fun going on. Yes. Disappointed in myself that I didn't send out the I'll get the rundown done quick.
Yeah, I was expecting that.
I'll just whip one out.
It was 3:15. I'm like, well, no, I haven't heard the text from Bill yet. This is good. All right, we got it. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738ag.com. Joey Robinson and the team doing big things in Bertrand.
Get Joey's game plan. Complete game plan. Imagine when you sit down. Is there anything better than one-stop shopping? When you go to a place and it's like, okay.
No.
Imagine if it's just like, hey, what are you guys going to get? I need some ice cream. And, well, we have an ice cream store, but anything else?
I need a lawn chair.
Yeah, I need a lawn chair. No, it's nice. Yeah, the place you can go to get one-stop shopping is where the Walmart and the Targets have taken off.
Joey?
Joey is one-stop shopping. That's what he is.
He's
with the
man.
Game plan. So you sit down and talk about, well, what's this? Well, we're going to talk about what we're going to put in the ground. We're going to seed. How we're going to fertilize it. We're going to protect it from insects, Steve. Insects.
I got you.
Yeah, they'll crush you. Insects.
I'm listening.
No one talks about the insect in that
they
world.
Should.
Yeah. Cutworm? Cutworm? Are you kidding me? Cutworm goes around your corn and cuts it off. Whoop.
Really?
Can leave an entire field. They can wipe it out.
Really?
Yeah. Joey handles it. There's no cutworm. There's no cutworm in Joey in 738.
I bet if you see a cutworm in your field, you're like, oh, boy.
Well, it's gotten my dad's garden a couple of times. Uh-oh. Got the tomatoes. Oh, that's not good. That's
what's
not,
it do?
What's that? It
destroys them.
Cuts the
say it again.
Cutworm.
He cuts.
He cuts off the whole thing.
It's stalk? Just
the whole stalk. Down. Over.
Damn.
Avoid the cutworms. 738ag.
This is all new to me.
.com.
Yeah. You're from Pender.
Yeah.
I'm from the city.
Throwing a piece of gum. Relax.
Class A.
I've quit gum because it's serious.
Well,
at your counsel. quit chewing gum. I'll pay for it.
What else do we do on Fridays in the opening segment, gentlemen? I'm forgetting.
Sometimes we try to gather information from fellow breakers.
I think that's the roll call. Please text us right now. Your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else do we want today from the breakers?
Bab. Build a breaker. Name names. Who are you reaching out to? Tell me the name who you're reaching out to today. We're recruiting days. Recruiting days.
Good one. It's recruiting season.
BAB.
Give us your name.
Who are you reaching out to?
Who are you reaching out to?
We want to know. Is it a family? Is it a person?
Think about it.
Is it a coworker? Who you've been a coworker? Someone I've talked to. You know, I'm going to talk to Todd today. Where's Connie? Get that stuff.
We're going to hold you accountable.
Yeah, hold you accountable. We want names. Then we want follow up text that the deal has been followed up on. Building a breaker.
Good idea.
402-464-5685 or comment on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Here we go. They're flying in.
Twitch is not here.
We got John in Southeast Lincoln. He texted in before the Build a Breaker part, so maybe we'll chime back in.
I'm glad somebody's listening in Lincoln.
Eric and Hickman, age 57. Sean and Eagle says, my wife.
Okay, there you go.
That's big. Paul in Spearville, Kansas, age 26, reaching out to Caleb in Manhattan as Build a Breaker.
There we go. This plan's working.
It's going to work.
It's a spider web.
This is a brilliant idea.
Robert,
you have good ideas.
Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma says, I'm going to reach out to Mike in Kansas City.
Nice. This is awesome.
Bixby, though.
People are going to be texting each other. Weren't planning on texting each other today.
Yeah, do that. It's a way to bring people together.
It is. John in Roscoe, Illinois, age 42, I'll text Uncle David in Norfolk.
Nice.
Damn, this is bringing families together.
Worlds collide. Worlds collide.
Chad in Kyle, Texas did not give me a name. Okay. He's with us, so it's fine. Vince in Napa listening. Yeah,
Vince.
Buddy Knuckles Vince, reaching out to my cousins, Anthony and Kevin.
Vince, I didn't return your text. I was dead to the world last night. We'll talk later.
Vince, we need you here in Nebraska delivering water.
Come back, Vince.
Get back here, Vince.
It's 100 degrees, Vince. We need you here today.
Hydrate.
Today, tomorrow, and Sunday. We need
you,
Vince.
Get in your truck. Leave now.
Make the drive. California can wait. Nebraska needs you.
Yeah.
Will in Fullerton, age 42, at Supply Connective. He says, I'm going to reach out to Matt in Columbus.
Matt. Applied.
Yes.
You're delivering water.
Make the drive.
Vince delivers water.
Stop. All right, keep going. This is great.
Leroy is driving on Highway 77 at age 38. He's going to reach out to Donnie.
Donnie's
getting the call.
Love it. The text.
Brian is age 44, works at the barbecue pit at Short E's Barbecue in Johnson, Iowa. He says, Build a Breaker, anyone who wears a Husker cap that comes into the restaurant.
Okay. All right.
That works.
There you go.
That works.
Built several breakers.
Travis in Panama City Beach didn't give us a name. Age 55. Chris in Fremont, he says, my wife will be my build-a-breaker.
Build it up. A lot of wives have jumped onto the show popularity.
Mm-hmm.
They have. That's come around.
Pat in Firth, age 53, says, my daughter is building a breaker as we speak. My granddaughter is due in September.
Nice.
Okay.
Youth breakers.
Youthful breakers.
Yes. Gary in Lexington, Kentucky, age 46, he says, I'll text Adam in Virginia.
Okay.
Nice. Virginia.
God, Lexington, Kentucky.
Talking to Virginia today.
Yeah. We're bringing the U.S. together.
Jockstrap in Imperial says, I'm listening as I...
the trap.
I'm listening as I pre-stress about working in 107-degree heat today on the field. My coworker, Jeff, I will build a break or two.
Nice.
Put your jock on and go get it.
Go get it. Be careful about the itch.
Yeah. What'd they have
you want
that?
Him to touch your thigh, too?
Jeez, Jake, keep going.
Jesse in Milford just got to the Friend gas station to tune into the show.
Oh, wow.
I love Friend.
Friend's a
great, great golf course in Friend.
Would they be willing to host our tournament?
I could call Friend.
Wait a second.
I've got connections.
Don't lose your focus.
We have a lot of free time today.
I saw my friend, my buddy Alan from Friend on Wednesday.
Friend's not very far, guys. It'd be a great spot.
Less than an hour.
Less than an hour.
It's a really good golf course. It is.
I'll consider that.
We've got breakers and Friend all over the place.
Okay.
Hole in a Boat from Panama says, my dad, Randy Bloom, is getting the call.
Nice. Randy Bloom.
Build a breaker.
Yeah, your parent. That's good.
Corey from Hole. Not sure. He says, Dwight Yoakam's the legend. Oh, you got here. The I'm not sure where to build the breaker.
It's Bab, Build a Breaker. Who are you going to text? Or an ancient famous country singer that you enjoy.
He then says he'll recruit his dad. He's from whole Iowa, by the way.
Okay, we got
there's a candy factory.
I agree.
In whole
Dwight
Iowa.
Yoakam is great. Bakersfield.
There's a candy factory.
I've been to that in whole Iowa. Yeah,
back
when I lived in Iowa, I went to whole
state
to the candy factory. And I was like in second grade, I'm sure. Thank you, Corey. Steve in Brazil, Indiana, recruiting my Ohio employees.
Nice.
Wow.
Give it a shot.
Loudon in Muscatine, Iowa, age 26. No build-a-breaker. Just here.
Nothing.
Joel in Wisconsin, age 55. I'm behind enemy lines. Nobody in the state except for a couple people listen. Let's change that, Joel.
Come on.
Ouch.
Just find one. Find one breaker.
We only have like 3 listeners in Wisconsin.
I bet we have more than 3.
I'm going to guess we got 12. 12. Jeff McCook, my son. Good job, Jeff.
Nice.
Mark is right now mowing at Holmes Golf Course. Shouting out to Disc Golf Jake, who is a breaker, but I guess he wants to let you know he helped him listen to the show.
He's mowing at Holmes.
Mark, is your text in, if you could, please. Is your daughter Maddie? Let us know. Ooh, that.
Okay.
Daughter Maddie.
Worlds collide?
Worlds collide.
No, I like this one. Gage.
Don't look at me like that.
Gage, age 25 in Ankeny, Iowa, says, I'm trying to get my girlfriend to listen every day with
me. All right, there you go. He's working on it. There you go.
Relationships.
Relationships.
Right. Well, Dr. Love at 735.
Call 735.
Come on, Gage. Listen to Dr. Love.
735.
Yes.
It's Dr. Love today.
Nick in McCook says, my wife Nikki needs to happen. So Nick and Nikki.
Right there. All right,
Nick,
I like
and
that.
Nikki. Chet in Nebraska City, age 32, says, Bill the Breaker, my buddy Andrew is the biggest Husker fan I know. Where's he been, Chet?
Yeah.
Get him on. Come on.
Chet, there's your chance.
Triple H's dad is in rural Gage County. My beautiful wife will be my Bill the Breaker. Okay?
You can like build that. Relationships.
Yes. We have a lot of text today, by the way. Mike in Lindsberg, Kansas, age 42. I'll reach out to a UNL college friend, Lauren, not Swigert, that lives in Colorado to Bill the Breaker.
Okay.
Bearded Ben is in Holton. He's lifting weights in the garage. He's going to build a breaker with Pete from Franklin, Tennessee.
Nice. This is getting incredibly
anybody
real.
Anybody want to build a breaker like in Vermont or New Hampshire? We need the Northeast
We need the Northeast. If anybody has anyone out there
we're
at all.
We're missing the Northeast.
Maine has been a struggle for us.
It has. But we've had issues with Maine listeners.
We have.
Where's Maine? We've had more Hawaii listeners than
we
Maine.
We have way more Hawaii than we do have Maine.
Yes. I've got Alaska people out there.
The struggle is real in Maine.
Struggle is real in Maine and New Hampshire.
Bearded Ben, good job on
Thank
working
you.
Out this early.
Doug in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, says, I'll reach out to Jim, who is the Wesleyan point guard from Bill's era with the Plainsmen.
Oh, it's getting real now.
Oh, that
Jim
is getting
who?
I'll say it in a second. Give me a second. Why can I say
you don't like
it?
Yeah, he didn't give me a last name.
No, he goes by Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Starts with an M. Help me
Jimmy.
Out.
Moats?
No. Just random M names. Martin? No.
Jimmy?
Moran.
Jimmy Moran.
Jimmy Moran.
Bill the Breaker,
Thank
Jimmy.
You was the point guard?
Point guard, yeah. Jimmy Moran.
Were you thinking about playing?
What's that?
For Wesleyan?
I was on the freshman team. Or the JV team. I did.
Did you? I believe.
Oh yeah, I was on the team.
I believe
that was with
it.
So Dana Jansen. Those guys were on that. Right then. Then I played my freshman year. So right after football, I went right over, got some shoes, and headed out to the court.
He said he types in Moran. Got it. Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah.
By the way, Corey has chimed back in from Hull, Iowa, which I said has the candy factory. He says, I have your 3 candy baskets ready from Foreign Candy. What's the address to send them to?
We'll give it right here.
1040 O Street, Suite 100, Lincoln, Nebraska 68508. That's for all you breakers.
One more time.
If you want to send stuff to the station, 1040 O Street, Suite 100, Lincoln, Nebraska 68508.
Candy baskets.
Yeah, I really like those Otis Spunkmeyer muffins.
Do you?
I don't eat them very much. I looked at one the other day. I go, man, get one of those. It's 820 calories.
Yeah,
they'll, 820.
It adds up quickly.
I just go, okay, that adds up pretty quick. I walked away.
Maybe one bite and walked away.
Yeah, I was like, how can one muffin make, what is in it?
Calories.
820 calories. It's like, just how much butter and sugar can we get in this thing?
Well,
that's kind of the plan.
Makes it taste good.
Yeah.
We have a lot.
You're working out a lot right now.
I can't get to all these, but I'll read a few more.
So people have been texting in.
And we have a lot of people texting today. Thank you.
So people are watching the show or they're listening.
Jay in Colorado says, been trying to recruit my wife and my sister in Lincoln. Need more lady breakers.
Yes.
We do.
And we only have usually 1 to 2 listeners from Lincoln.
I'm a little worried about Lincoln right now is what I'm worried about. Jake, are we doing okay in Lincoln?
I think we're doing okay here. Doing
proper?
Lincoln proper.
Corey in Lincoln says, my sister in Saratoga, New York, he'll reach out to.
Corey.
Tom is in Rhode Island. That's new.
Oh, hang on.
My son in New Hampshire.
Oh.
It's close to Maine, right?
Things have really come around.
I've never heard a Rhode Island listener before, I don't think. Maybe one time. I guess in the roll call, I think we were just...
A couple.
Was that one? We were missed Delaware,
what is the date of our recall again, Jake? We got to do it in July sometime.
Probably mid-July.
What is it?
Mid-July.
We want to get every state listed.
Every state.
Oh.
Yes.
We were like 5 states short last time. Or I don't know what it was. So quickly to YouTube. I can't forget YouTube. They will get mad at me if I don't call
them
out.
The tube.
Ethan in Chicago. My brother Aaron. So we got Bob Bolt says good morning. Jeremiah Jensen on says whole name in Tupelo on the way to Nebraska. I'll see you guys on Wednesday. My fishing buddy Gage is a new breaker. He's coming to Nebraska.
Nice.
Bolt, 58 years old. He's going to be golfing this morning, so that's where he's going to reach out to breakers.
Okay.
Jacob is in Bennington. Going to try to get my dad, Scott, to listen to the show.
Scott sounds incredible.
Blitzkrieg, two blocks down the road in the kitchen. I'm reaching out to Coach Bo, wherever he's at. Coach Bo Pelini. Go for it, Blitzkrieg.
Hey, real quick. Do it, Steve.
Which one? Oh, hey, sorry to interrupt, but I'm Blitzkrieg. That's an amazing introduction.
Dustin in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Dalton says he's from Albany, Georgia. Bada Bing is going to reach out to Mike in Columbus. I see what you're doing there. I'm not reading that last name. Bada. I got it. I'm not dumb. Russell in North Platte.
I'm not dumb.
Russell in North Platte going to reach out to his buddy Patrick in Tennessee. An active duty Husker listening from the low country of South Carolina. That is a very long roll call.
There was a lot more, too, wasn't there, Jay?
Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. The Sarah! Place you want to be this weekend. It's going to be 100 degrees. Why would you not want to go to Madsen? It'd be air-conditioned
Think about
and perfect
that.
There.
God.
Bowling, I tell you that, billiards, darts, karaoke. Great food, great food at DJ's Bar and Lounge.
When you want that, Sarah, the spirit animal, the person you'd want to have meet you at the door with a smile and probably a frosty mug. But when you walk into it, there's two things about a place like EJ. When you walk in, and all of a sudden, and it's 105 out, and you walk in, it's real dark but cool. It's like, oh, this is amazing.
Perfect.
And then how about when you walk out?
Not perfect.
It hits you when you walk out of a, you've been in like a lounge in the afternoon having a frosty mug of cold beer, and you walk out and that sun hits you at 105.
You just walk right back in. I'm going back in.
You're in pretty early. I mean, if you're walking out at 105.
Well, yeah, that's the whole
– right.
Hold it. Here's the deal. When I said about you, you're like going, oh, yeah, I remember. So don't act like you've never been in a lounge at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You didn't go like, well, what's it like? No.
It's like you walked out into a different world.
It's like you're on Mars. Yeah. It's like you're on Mars. You walk out and it's like, go back in. Whoa.
Makes me want to do it.
Yeah, it does.
Want to go back. By the way,
the next time we get a heat deal, I'll meet at EJ's.
At 11. We're getting hammered and walking out at 2.
Play some pool in the meantime, some bowl.
A bowl.
And by the way, Maddie is Mark from Holmes' daughter.
And I've got
go East Polinaires.
Yes, nailed that.
Yeah, Polinaire.
Hey, that's a good one. Build a breaker.
Yeah. Mark's probably the number one wrestling coach in the state. Yeah, he's incredible. Yeah. Grappler.
Thank you to Madsen's for sponsoring the roll call. By the way, quickly before we move on, last night, not really a contest in the NBA. The Pacers were in control the whole game. 108-91. We got a game 7 on Sunday in Oklahoma City in the NBA Finals.
Sunday, huh?
I'm assuming, Bill, did you tune in because this game was over?
I didn't watch. I watched maybe 38 seconds of it.
I think that's almost
when
too much.
When I first put it on, it was like, okay, they were up 20. It was second quarter. I always wait for the third quarter. I'm going to check it. And it was like 30. No, I didn't watch anything.
This was never a game. I mean, I guess it was 3 points in the end of the first quarter, but at halftime it was a 20 plus game. And then
who's the commish? Silva?
Adam Silver.
I think
Silva.
Adam Silver.
Silva. I think Silver just kind of said, hey, OKC, we really need a game 7.
Obi Toppin at 20.
Didn't look like bench. It didn't look like OKC had any interest in the game.
Oh.
They didn't.
Come on.
They were down 30, Steve. So they were down 30 and they're pretty talented. They're probably slightly the better team, and they were down 30.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They didn't seem interested at
all. Obi Toppin at 20,
and they'll win by 18 going away. Indiana will hang in there a little bit, and they'll get run out of the gym
on Sunday.
What time is the game? Can we give that to us?
Hang on a second. Yes,
surely at night, right?
I hope so. Because if it's during the day at all, there's no chance I'm watching.
The game on Sunday is at 7 o'clock on ABC.
Perfect.
Pacers at Thunder, game 7. Perfect. NBA Finals.
Where do they get those T-shirts ready?
They will.
No,
they will.
You know they'll be there.
B-A-B.
Build a breaker. When we come back,
that was good.
Aging Gracefully with Sip is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.